stop persistence as our history is real. A strong will can shine like gold. Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett. This is episode 83, and it's November the 12th, 2022. I'd like to give a shout out to the Independence Patriots and Greenbrier West Cavaliers for winning the first round in the football playoffs, and they'll both get to the second round next week. We also would like to give a shout out to Matt Mullins and the Bring Downs for providing the music ahead of time. And today our guest is head coach at Woodrow Wilson High School and a good friend, Matt Osborne. Welcome.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get involved in wrestling?
My brother started wrestling for Park Junior High, and he's 4 years older than me. And as he'd come home from practice, I'd be his wrestling dummy, and he'd beat on me and kind of sparked my interest in the sport.
Who was your first coach?
My first coach was Charlie Bowen when I was in seventh grade. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was a lot of fun.
So you didn't wrestle any youth wrestling?
No.
Did you wrestle through the junior high years and high school? How did that go?
Yeah, I wrestled through junior high from seventh to ninth grade. Going into my high school year, I actually had a really traumatic baseball injury. And so going into my 10th grade year, I was still recovering from had emergency surgery where I busted my spleen playing baseball.
Wow.
And, I had some complications with that, and I tried to wrestle, and there's too much. I just didn't heal in time.
Uh-huh.
So I tried to wrestle and was having complications, so I had to quit. I wrestled my 11th grade year and wasn't very good. But
now you wrestled at Woodrow?
Yeah, I wrestled Woodrow my 11th grade year.
Uh-huh.
And then I transferred to Independence my senior year, and I played football and didn't wrestle.
Uh-huh. Now, how did you get into the coaching?
Having kids. So my oldest son, when he was four, I always wished that I had got started in youth wrestling. And we were at Bradley Elementary, and there was an announcement about signups for the Beckley Junior Eagles that Tommy Williams coached. And so I went and signed him up at Mapscott Elementary, and Tommy had asked me if I had any, background with wrestling. And, I told him that I'd wrestle, and he said, well, you can help me. And I really didn't want to coach. I just wanted somebody to coach my son and give him a start. And as he was sitting on the floor looking at the gym lights while Tommy was coaching, I'd smack him on the back of the head and tell him to pay attention. And that is exactly how I got started coaching.
So they recruited you then once they saw that.
Yeah.
And now your brother Troy, did he wrestle in high school?
He did wrestle in high school.
Okay, I couldn't remember for sure. Then you got to work in the middle school with Jeremy Hart, net bunch, didn't you?
Yeah, Jeremy had, this when Cliff moved to Christiansburg, and Jeremy had moved up, and that would have been Ethan's seventh grade year. So that's whenever I started helping. I started helping Randy when Randy took the head coach job, him and Doug Moore.
Uh-huh.
So we had moved to Crab Orchard and went to Independence Middle School.
Well, that's a pretty good bunch to learn a few things from, too.
Yeah, they were great. I had a great time, and we were really successful.
How long you been at Woodrow Wilson?
This will be my fourth season.
Fourth year.
Yes.
And how did that come about? How did you get started there?
Well, when we moved back to Beckley, Ethan was playing football for Coach Surratt, and I had talked to Coach Surratt about helping, just helping in general, and maybe getting in there and have an open mat. And he said, told me I could help out with, I had all my coaching credentials and I could help out with open mat. And then he messaged me just a little bit later and said, he's going to be stepping down from the coaching job at Woodrow, and he encouraged me to apply.
Uh-huh.
And so I applied and had my interview with Mr. Payne and Ryan Stafford. when he was like an assistant principal. And basically they were, I didn't know it, but I was the only one to even apply for the job. So I got the job. And
beat everybody else out.
Yeah, I beat my best competition.
You've got a pretty good staff helping you now. I mean, tell me about some of the guys that are helping you.
Yeah, I just have the best coaching staff, really. Logan Brown is from Richwood. He was a state finalist from Richwood. And he's a young guy. He runs a branch of a ministry around here called Young Life. But anyway, he was the first guy he emailed me when I very first got the job and asked if he could help. And Logan's great. He's somebody you want to have around your kids. He's a really good wrestler. Just really great. And then since then, all the guys that I've coached with and been around with youth wrestling and through the years, they're there now. Like Jeff Neal, he does the strength and conditioning. And, you know, he was a Beckley wrestler, wrestled at Beckley Junior High. And he's great. He's got our strength program going really, really good. Jeremy Reeves, who coaches for the football team as well. And he coached Park Middle School, took that over years ago. And he's an assistant. Adam Bells, J.J. Bells' dad, he's an assistant. Bob Johnson is an assistant. And those guys, man, they do a really, really good job.
Well, it helps, like in Jeremy's case, to have somebody at the school. You don't work in the school system. And so it's really nice to have somebody, even though now it's easier because of multimedia and you can contact kids over the phone and that kind of stuff. But in the old days, if you weren't at the school, it was really a handicap, you know, just getting in contact and those kind of things. Yeah, that's a pretty good bunch of guys. And of course, Jeremy might can help you get a football player out or two if you need somebody. But last year, your team finished, well, a couple of years ago, you guys finished ninth in the state, which was the best they'd had done in a while. And then last year, you guys finished sixth in the state. You won your region, which was rare. Hadn't happened a whole lot of times. But the highest team that finished sixth in the state up until last year was 1989. That's when my son wrestled. They had three in the finals that year, and none of them won. There was one that went into overtime we thought should have won or did win, but you know how that goes. Yeah. But one of them things. But that was a pretty good team, that 89 team. It could have been better, but there was a couple guys that elected not to wrestle that could have really helped them, you know, places they needed. Yeah. So, but you did it with a pretty young team, and most of those guys are back. You didn't have a 220 pounder all year.
Correct.
Did you? Could you not get anybody?
I had one come in my mat room, and just finished a really, really good year as running back. Matt Moore came in and practiced, and you could just tell that this boy could be on the podium in March, but he's talking about getting a job. So anyway, he didn't wrestle, and that was I was really hanging my hat on him being my 220.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the ifs. He's going to be a good wrestler. He tells me he's going to give it a try, and I've been trying to recruit him as hard as I could because now they changed the weight classes, and he'd be at 215. So it's his senior year, and I've been recruiting him, and I think he could stick with it. He could be on the podium.
Now, then you lost Jackson Evans, who was a good unlimited wrestler, and even though he was small, and Alex Webb at 160. Now, Jackson, which, again, just a little bit of different happenings, and he could have been a state champion. He lost there in the semis. It was a heartbreaker.
I have a really, really good relationship with Jackson, and Jackson will tell you, and I've talked to other people, I've never seen a meltdown like that in a match. He was winning by 5 points with, I think, 20 seconds left and had just beat this guy the month before 10-3. And he's a good kid from Parkersburg, really good. And Jackson was in control of the match, man. He was really looking good and just meltdown. He gave up an escape, a takedown, and went straight to his back.
Wow.
And with 10 seconds left, they went out of bounds. And so he's down by one. And with 10 seconds left, he just couldn't get off bottom. Yeah. Jackson weighed about 220, maybe 222. And, this guy, he looked like he was pushing that unlimited mark at 285. I mean, he was a big boy.
Now, is Jackson going to WU Tech? I saw him on the roster, but I don't think he wrestled last week.
So he wrestled in a scrimmage with Glenville, and I think he got one match in, and then I think during his second match, he twisted his knee up pretty good. I think he's maybe going to try to get an MRI, but I think something popped and swelled. But I think he'll be all right.
Yeah.
But, you know, he wants to be safe. But he, from what I understand, during his scrimmage, he was doing really well.
Well, he's down to 197, too. Of course, that's a bad thing about college. They don't have a 215 or 220 or in heavyweight. And, I was kind of looking for his name. And there was a couple other kids, local kids, that I thought would have been in the lineup. And I didn't see him either. The good kid from Shady Spring. Yeah. I don't know what happened to him.
I don't either.
Yeah. But hopefully Jackson's okay and he can continue to wrestle. Let's go down the lineup. You had eight guys, I think, in the finals of the region last year, and most of them were underclassmen. Is Garrett Johnson, what's he going to wrestle this year, you think?
He'll be back at 106.
Really?
Yeah, this time he'll be the right size. He weighed about 92 pounds all year last year.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was way undersized, and he had a great year. Yeah. And, I mean, the only regret I have on his season was his third and fourth place match. I felt like, you know, a couple coaching things and, you know, just little things, but probably should have got third in that one. But
and you had Jimmy Bales, who was state champion at 113. Somebody told me he's growing a little bit.
Yeah, he looks great. This that strength and conditioning program that I was talking about with Coach Neal has been really great. These boys, they look like a bunch of little D1 wrestlers. And JJ, he's puts in all the work, and he has the physique. I mean, he looks good. We're not real sure where he's going to go. Just a month ago, he wrestled in Tridelphia at 120. He made 123, and that's definitely not possible right now. I'm not real sure where he's going to go, but I don't think he's going to be in the 20s.
Yeah. He might be up there with McCaffrey.
Might be up there with Matthew McAfee. And but he might be, he's actually a little bit bigger than him. He might.
Yeah,
up above him, we don't know.
Yeah, you never know. Now, what about Tyler Rourke? I haven't heard anything much about him on the off season.
Yeah, he's wrestled in the off season, and Tyler is he's a really, really competitive wrestler. He's not grown as much, so I think he'll stay around in the 20s. You know, we'll know more around weight certifications, but, you know, Tyler's been wrestling all year and been right with it with the strength and conditioning, but he's not had the growth like what JJ has physically, so he might be hanging around the 20s still.
Do you think you have anybody for the 113, 120? I mean, I know you, as of now, practice hasn't started officially, but.
Well, with signups, we had Jackson Woods, who wrestled at Shady Middle, and he transferred to Woodrow, and he's a ninth grader, and he's going to be competing with Garrett at the 106. So between that wrestle off, that loser, that wrestle off, we'll go 113. So we have that option with Jackson.
Uh-huh.
So the 120, maybe it might be, Howler might be able to slide down in there. It depends on where he's at with his weight.
Yeah. And then you had Jacob Meadows last year at 126. Where do you think he's going to be this year?
He could be a 32.
Right around 32?
Yeah, I think he'd be 32, even 26. He's not grown very much. He's put a lot of muscle, but, you know, we'll see, I guess, weight surf.
Vance Neal, was he playing football?
No, Vance didn't play football.
Okay.
No, but he's grown a lot.
Uh-huh.
He's looking like around 144. He's another one that's put in a lot of work.
He's
going to be a different wrestler. He looks really, really good.
And last year you had Cameron Evans was at 138. Was that Jackson's brother?
That's Jackson's little brother. And, I expect him to kind of be around the same spot.
Uh-huh.
So he's signed up, and so he'll be around the 30s.
Last year you had Jacob Reeves at 145. He didn't have the best regional. He finished fourth. He probably might have should have finished a little higher, maybe got in the finals. But what do you expect him to be? I know he's playing football.
Yeah, he's playing football, and he had actually kind of a tough weight cut to get to 45. Out of the kids, he's the one that cut the most, I believe, you know, most of the time. But looking like he's probably going to be around 165. He's grown and put on some muscle, and he looks like a 165.
And then you had Ethan, your son, was a 152. What's he been wrestling in the offseason? What did he wrestle in the Super 32?
He wrestled 160. Now, he cut to 152, but could only make it to about 153.2. So he didn't make weight for Super 32. So after a tough weight cut, we bumped to 160. And he just didn't look good, to be honest with you.
So you think he's going to stay at 160? Or?
Yeah, well, they changed the weight classes.
Yeah, so that's right.
Now it's 150, 157. So 157 is, looks like where he's at.
That might be a tough weight class.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. Is that where the Felix kid? And
yeah. I from what I've heard, Felix is going to get 157. And I've heard that Patrick Jackson, who was Ethan's finals match last year, is going to go 160. Or I'm sorry, 165. But you know, you never know until you start weighing in.
Yeah. And then you had Landon Jones at 170. He's returning. He's a sophomore. What weight do you think he'll be?
I'm not sure what he's weighing right now. I think he's in the 80s. Which is with the way they change the weights is going to be kind of tough because now it goes from 175 to 190.
Yeah.
So I suspect that he'll be around 190 though, because his brother Jay is probably going to go 175.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. It was a struggle to keep him at 182 really last year. He wrestled 195.
Yeah.
But we just felt like he was way more athletic than the other 195s.
Yeah,
and it was true. He was.
He had a good year.
Yeah.
And then you had Hinkley Carter. He was at 182 last year. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be back?
Yeah, he'll be back, and he's around the 180s also. So I'm expecting probably a wrestle off for 190 between him and Landon. We might even see Landon, if he's lower than 180, you might see him try to sneak down to 165, depending on his weight certification.
You got anybody coming in heavyweight?
So I had one sign up, Jamarcus Manns. He's a freshman on the football team, and you know, looking at him physically walking in, he looks like somebody that you would really want for a heavyweight.
Is he the one that played football for Park?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay. Big tall guy?
So he's pretty tall. I think he's about 6'2 or 6'3.
Yeah.
I believe he's about 255, 260. So he's a ninth grader, so that's somebody you could develop.
Yeah, Park had a big defensive end last year that was pretty athletic, pretty good-looking kid. I don't know whether that was him or not, but that looks like a nice, young, good lineup, but young and experienced. You've had your sign-ups. How much depth do you have? How many other kids do you have out
there? Well, I have other kids that were on JV last year that I think is going to make a pretty good one. You got Nick Dvorak, who's probably going to wrestle 150, and he's somebody that's wrestled in the off season and stuck with the weight training and all that, and he's grown a lot as a wrestler, and it's exciting to see him. He was another freshman. He just was behind Ethan last year, and he's grown a lot. Another Beckley Stratton kid, and he's one of them. Bryant kid, he was JV, and he's been wrestling since youth league. He was just, you know, he's in a really tough room, but I think he'll be pushing for a starting spot this year. And then one we didn't talk about was Troy Harris at 138, who just, you know, has the worst luck, it seems like, with health and, you know, stuff like that. So if what I'm hearing is right about Troy, that's somebody that will push for a state championship because he's put in, I think he's wrestling about 40 matches this offseason.
Wow.
And he looks great.
Well, the good thing about the sport of wrestling, you can take these guys with you, you know, the extra guys, and get them quite a few matches. And so nobody will complain that they didn't get to wrestle. You know, if they put the practice in, I mean, they can get the experience. Now, your son won the region in 2020, 2021. He's placed in the state three times, and he's due for a championship now.
I hope he is. He's put in so much work, and, you know, his freshman year semifinals match with the Parkersburg South kid, we really felt like Ethan won that match. And he pushed, and there was just a couple iffy stalls. You know, I think they kind of stalemated in a couple spots where Ethan was getting ready to score. But anyway, he goes into all the overtimes and couldn't get off the bottom in the ultimate ride out against this, you know, ended up being a three-time state champ from South. He had him in the semis. So, you know, there's a couple little opportunities I thought that the Peel didn't do any good for us.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, he's had some good ones.
You got to have a good feeder system. And, you know, of course, you guys come up through the youth and the middle school. And what do you got into middle schools now? I know R.J. Elam, I guess, is coaching Park.
Yep.
And he comes from a wrestling family. I happened to coach his uncle and his dad. And his other uncle kind of got him involved in officiating. And of course, he was an outstanding, Rodney was an outstanding wrestler. Who's helping RJ? He didn't have no help last year.
Yeah, he was limited on his help. RJ has Brandon Barbera now as an assistant coach, and his son wrestles. And, you know, Brandon's been around wrestling for a good while through youth and stuff. So, you know, he knows what it takes. Yeah, he's got a young team, and RJ's doing a good job.
Now, do you have a son at the middle school?
I do, Landon.
What grade is he?
Eighth grade.
And wonder how many kids they had out. I know they just started practicing this week.
I know that he had 60 sign up. And at practice, he's been bouncing around 12 to 20.
Yeah. Yeah, middle school kids, you're not sure what's going to hang in there with you. But how about at Beckley Stratton? Who's coaching down there?
That's Darius Law. And he's a heck of a coach. You know, he didn't wrestle. And he took over this program so that, for one, that they could have a program and, you know, just be around the kids and spend extra time with his football players. And, man, he's turning into quite a wrestling coach. Kind of reminds me of Jeremy Reeves through Park, because, you know, Jeremy didn't wrestle. And he learned the sport and has a passion, you know, to be around the kids. And, you know, that reminds me a lot of him. And Darius is, you know, he's really committed and he's doing a good job.
Yeah, I noticed that some of the matches he's really – really good with the kids, you know, getting them excited and those kind of things. Wonder how many he had out.
I've only heard that I think he's in the low 20s.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, so he's getting good.
Well, let's talk about your schedule a little bit. Have you changed the schedule any from last year?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a really tough schedule.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll start out going to Spring Valley for the Bruce Nadeau Classic. And it's a little 16 bracketed tournament, so it should be pretty good. And then week two, we go down to Dobbins-Bennett for the Indian Classic. You know anything about that? It's a pretty tough one.
Uh-huh. Now, where's that at?
It's in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Okay. Somebody was saying last year they had some kind of policy in Raleigh County. You couldn't go out of state or something. I didn't know whether that was a policy. I'd never heard of it. If they did, I thought it might have been a pandemic type.
It was. I think it was coming off of COVID, and to my understanding, I think Raleigh County might have been the only county to do that. So they had other teams still leaving the state, but we couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it seemed kind of ironic that you could go all the way to Fairmont or Wheeling, but you couldn't go out of state, which Bristol might be closer or whatever, yeah. You know. But but now you're still wrestling in the WSAZs,
yes.
I'm sure. Winner's Choice.
Yes.
And I guess you'll have the Coalfield, too, since you're in the Coalfield. Any other tournaments there that anything new? Or?
Yeah, we'll be going to the Willing Park Goals.
Okay.
Right after Christmas. So that's always a tough one at the West Banco Arena. So we're looking forward to that one. I have to get my phone out and look at my schedule now. But
well, chances are you'll probably wrestle in the state duels if you guys win that quad.
Yeah, yeah. We have the regional quad at home, and you know, of course, I fully expect to win it, but they changed it up a little bit. Now it's the top two teams from each region.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so they changed it a little bit. So you'll send the top two from each region. I think last year, Willing not going, they wrestled University early in the year and had a couple key guys missing. University won in that and represented the region, and everybody felt like Willing, which after they won the state championship, was probably the best team.
Yeah. 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 I think the idea is really good. I'm not sure, you know, anytime you add a tournament and then you got to qualify, so you don't know exactly if you're going to wrestle in it, and, you know, and some coaches are against everything. You never know what's going to happen. But I think people have been wanting a dual champion for years, and Brian Millick has done a good job setting it up with what he's had to work. And I'm glad they added another team, because when you're a stronger region, it gives you another team an opportunity to win, and that's good stuff there. But I'd heard that, but I'd forgot all about it. But now I noticed some of the kids that have had pictures taken on your team. They wear Jesus trained shirts. Where does that come from?
Yeah, so the Jeff Jordan camp. You know, they have a pretty good camp system, and they have the Jesus Train shirts. And, you know, my guys last year went to Huntington and had one of the Jordan brothers down there, you know, as a clinician. And anyway, they like the shirt. A lot of the kids on our team are, you know, Christian guys or go to church, and so they like to show that with that shirt. So we have a bunch of them that wear that shirt, and you know, it's a good thing. We got some good kids.
Well, now, still talking about the future again, the youth program practicing at the Arsenal, and they've had to consolidate with the young guns from Independence area and Liberty's Raleigh West area. Some of the reasons is because of the numbers.
Yeah.
And a lot of the youth teams got hurt during the pandemic and they haven't recovered. How many kids, I mean, feeder programs are important.
Yeah.
And how many kids do you have in the Beckley Central or Beckley area?
Yeah. So I don't know exactly who all has signed up, like where they're from, but the Coalfield Elite is the new team that they combined. And from what I understand, I think they had 105 kids sign up, and they had to split their groups up for practice and everything. So, you know, I'm not sure where all these kids are coming from, but there's a bunch of them.
Well, hopefully you get at least a third of those kids.
That'd be nice.
know, from, yeah. And they, obviously they've got good coaching and they got great facilities there at the Arsenal. And I went down there a month or so ago and walked around, looked at the new mats and everything. Yeah. It was really super nice and a good place for practicing. But you take a program like Wheeling Park that's really come back alive. And I mean, when they go places, they got 45, 60 kids, whatever. Yeah. And, you know, that shows up in the high schools.
It really does.
And if you're planning on doing this for a while and you got a young son that might wrestle, I guess you got to keep that youth program up.
Yeah.
Or help keep it up. Yeah. And you guys have been real cooperative about their matches. Are they going to let the Coalfield Elite wrestle in the leg?
From what I understand, that they did get accepted into the Coalfield Conference.
Uh-huh.
So they should just be able to continue on with the Coalfield Conference, which has been really great. You know, just having those numbers down from COVID and stuff was just really hard on them. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Beckley went from having 60 kids down to, I think, 12 they might have finished with last year.
Yeah.
And Young Guns, you know, I think they had a little bit more numbers, but they were down also. So, you know, it was sad to see everybody had 50, 60 kids and see it get chopped down like that. I think just having that pandemic issue just really got them.
Yeah. Well, when more kids, some of your best recruiters will be the kids that are wrestling. And, you know, when other kids see that, you know, success breeds success as far as that's concerned. And hopefully, you know, get the numbers back up. Now, I was looking at the returning points in the state tournament. And, you know, of course, you guys got to be excited. You got several kids coming back. But the top six teams got a lot of kids coming back. I mean, everybody's going to be loaded this year, team-wise.
Yeah, it's really tough. Yeah.
And I noticed Wheeling Park, you know, the Parkersburg South, Spring Mills, and all those guys, University, even Huntington's got several points back. So it's going to be the region and any of those types of competition will be really important. What's your plans for the future? You plan on staying in coaching? You got a middle school kid coming up. You've got a younger kid that might wrestle, may not. Don't want to put no pressure on him. He's only 17 months old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what are your plans?
Well, you know, if I just coaching my sons will put me another 5 seasons, counting this one.
Uh-huh.
You know, Landon's an 8th grader. But, you know, I've been around and coached some of these kids that are going to be coming up. And Lord willing, got another 5 years at least. And then, you know, before this next one comes up, I might drop back down in the youth league and coach there, but where I belong. But I feel like I'm pretty committed for long term, but I know at least 5 years is my goal that I can hopefully keep on coaching.
Well, what's a typical day when you go to work and you get in your in wrestling season? What is a typical day?
Yeah, that's pretty tough. You know, I leave my house at 11 p.m. I work night shifts for Arch at Eccles, and we go underground. We get on the elevator at 11:30 and drop. Usually, I hopefully can be outside by 9 a.m. and get showered and go home. And my goal is to be in bed before 10:30 a.m. where I'm back up at about 1:30 p.m. for practice. as soon as that bell rings, yeah, I got to get in there before the students start leaving the parking lot. So I got to get in there a little bit before then and, you know, make sure everything's ready to go.
And do you sleep again after practices or do you?
If the schedule allows it, you know, we practice till 5:30 and then everybody's showering and going through all the recovery process after practice. So if I can get home by about 7 p.m., 7:30, eat dinner, sometimes I might fall asleep on the couch for about 30 minutes before I go back to work. But, you know, sometimes I might get a nap in. But.
That's a pretty tough day sometimes. And then if you're traveling on the weekends, it makes it kind of rough. Well, Matt, I appreciate you coming by and talking to me. And now you've got a middle school tournament coming up in December. And then will the youth have a wrestling match the day after?
They've always done that. I believe one of the local teams, maybe Shady, has picked up that date for, you know, with the combining the teams and stuff. I think some of that got pushed over a little bit. So we're not going to have the regular Coalfield tournament, but I do believe they have the Southern Regional tournament at Woodrow.
I see. Well, I appreciate you coming by, and we'll get you back when you guys win the state championship.
Sounds good. Hopefully in March.
There you go.
That's our plan.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And anybody else out there would like to be on our program, just contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com, and be glad to have you. Remember, till next time, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. God bless you.